Would that we could preach in detail about all the readings of today. But the main theme, basically, is that we need to be over and above those who are around us, and including, particularly, the Lord was speaking to the disciples and apostles who were Jews. He was saying, you need to be higher and better than the others. In particular, he's speaking about the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, who claim to be good Jews. And, of course, they may have observed all the details of the law. That's very easy to do sometimes. Not always, but it is very easy to do. But the spirit of the law, and of course this is particularly what the gospel is about, that we need to be over and above those who are like the rest of them. Except your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's very easy, very clear. And of course, we can list commandments and precepts and directives of all kinds, and then if we are not above that, and what is he talking about? Charity. The charity that must be in our hearts, in our souls, in our lives. If we cannot be above just the written commandments, but have that which gives them life. Because it's not that they are no good or should be cast aside. That's not what he was saying. That's not what the church has been saying for 2,000 years. What he or she, his mystical body on earth, has been saying is that we must go beyond just the written word. We must go beyond that which seems to be everything, but it's not. And so he tells us, if you do evil, if you wish evil, if you speak evil to your brothers or sisters, or about your brothers and sisters, and of course we know very well, and even in these days that we celebrate, that there are some tongues that speak evil and wish evil and do evil. And there's nothing we can do about that either. They have to be responsible for themselves. But our Lord said, unless you are better than that, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Simply put. So we need to do, and we need to be above that which is only on paper. Of course, in this area in particular, but not only, in this country altogether, we have the many Protestant heretics and all their different varieties. There's a different kind for every day of the year, every day that the sun shines or doesn't shine. And if we are not above that, if we are not beyond that, then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And we cannot judge others and enter the kingdom of heaven. And of course, we need to pray for conversion of sinners, conversion of heretics, conversion of those who, being full of themselves, are acting as if they were not full of Christ. It is the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father and of the Son, that He has sent upon us. And we are celebrating the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. So it's still very fresh, but it is fresh always. We need to receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the love between the Father and the Son. And if we do not have that, then we are losing. We are missing the mark. Our boat will capsize and sink. And so We give thanks to God for all the blessings that He gives to us, but we need to hold on to the blessings while not looking astray or down at those who do not, in our estimation, have the blessings. This is very important. We need to pray for the conversion of the heretics, for the conversion of the schismatics, for the conversion of sinners. And ultimately, we need to pray for our own conversion, because as we will to others, evil that we will to others will be given back to us in return. We cannot do that. We cannot be that. We need to live in such a way that the spirit of the love of the Father and the Son may come to dwell within us, and that we may live in that same spirit of love. And that is what we celebrate on the altar today, that the Son of God gives us His life, gives us His body and blood, even though we are the ones who beat Him and scourged Him and crowned Him with thorns and crucified Him. He loves us and will not stop loving us. And so we too must do. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I remind you that this Sunday, being the closest to the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, after Mass, I will bless and impose the scapulars on those who have not received it previously. And, of course, once you are introduced into the confraternity of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and you receive the scapular, could be this day or a year ago, whatever, once you do that, you don't have to do that again. In fact, when you get a new scapular, because scapulars get old and raggedy, they should be buried or burnt. Don't throw them out in the trash. They should be buried or burnt. But once you put a new scapular on, that is automatically blessed. So please remember that. And so we are blessed to have this most wonderful gift from our Lord through Our Lady of the scapular of Mount Carmel.